like the woods one.
The woods. The scary wood or the happy wood?
I liked both. And also, I was a little bug.
You were a bug in the wood, weren't you?
And also, I was walking along the path by day and going under my rock by night.
That was a really good idea. I saw you do that. It was really good thinking. And what about the lighting? Did you hear anything about the lighting today that you didn't know about before?
I think I didn't actually know much about the lighting.
Do you feel like you know a little bit more now?
It's interesting, isn't it, the things they put over the lights to make different shadows and pictures on the wall, isn't it?
Here it's different because they've got a chance to actually do something. Mm. You know, look at more props and actually stand there and actually become part of the production. And the simplest of things, like making a tree.
Yeah.
You know, and I was sitting here thinking, what does it look like when you make a scary tree? What's your facial expression? Where do you put your feet, your arms?
Yeah.
It's a small thing like the lighting, but how it can make such a difference.
Hi and welcome to episode 3 of the New Vic podcast, celebrating the theatre's 60th anniversary. I'm Jill Rezzano, Head of Education at the New Vic.
And I'm Dr. Rachel Walker, theatre historian. Some more lovely moments from the open day to start our programme today, Jill. The children seem to really love all the hands-on activities, don't they?
Certainly do. And there was never a dull moment. I think you could literally wander from one workshop to the next. There was so much going on, and stage management, lighting, props. So much to get your hands on. Some very excited little voices.
And we heard a few voices from the youth theatre there. So is that something that runs on a weekly basis?
Yes. So every week we have our youth theatre groups. And in fact, it starts even before youth theatre. We have our Saturday morning drama club. And you can come to that from the age of 4. So we try and start it young. But certainly the people who we heard on the tape there have been with us for quite some time. So some people are aged 18 and even over now, but have kept that connection to us and are still working with us on various projects. So it's definitely something you can start at an early age and then just continue with and into adulthood.
Yeah, that's great. I think actually we've got the discussion between the youth theatre alumni who were invited back to the open day this time.
Yeah, that's right. So they are a very interesting and special group of people, many of whom have been with us since they were probably at the youngest youth theatre age. So some of those young people have stayed in the area. Others have gone away, trained, come back. But that connection has remained. And the great thing about some of those young people is not only have they wanted to keep their connection with us, they have brought back to us huge amounts of experience in their own training and are a real asset to the work that we're doing as well.
That's great. Let's have a listen to them.
Hi, I'm Ruth.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Brilliant, thanks girls. And I just wondered if you can tell me a little bit about why, or perhaps to start off with, what age you were when you started youth theatre and why you joined in the very first instance.
I was 14 and I just started to do kind of theatre things at school, and I'd just done some amateur dramatics, and I decided that I actually really liked theatre and wanted to be involved more and to actually go to a proper theatre and be involved. And I was a very overconfident child, and my parents were like, off you go, go and do some acting, go and make some friends, go and find yourself in a theatre. And that's why I joined youth theatre.
Brilliant.
I think I was 11. I don't remember.
We're twins.
We joined at the same time.
Yeah.
I did a different drama group, which sort of stopped. And I think my mum, I remember, sorry, this is really like, we used to go to the Christmas shows. Our parents took us to the Christmas shows from when we were four. And we went to a different drama group and that stopped. And then our mum was like, oh, the New Vic actually has a youth theatre. And we started, and then like, I don't think we ever stopped going. We just carried on going.
Carried on through.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, for you there, to be honest, I came because Katie came, which was a lot of our childhood. Katie's gone into acting now and I haven't, but I think we still got the same things out of coming. I tagged along, but it was worth it, yeah. I'll say.
So what sort of things did you get out of youth theatre then, do you think?
It was quite a big part of, especially when I was a teenager, I think it was actually a really big part of my life. I got lots of lovely friends out of it, lots of experience, lots of professional experience, which as an actress now, I didn't realise at the time, but it's like so valuable. Because I don't know about other youth groups and stuff, but here we were on the main stage, and like the tech teams that do the big shows would do the small shows, and I think it was the experience that made me want to become an actor. So I guess pretty important for my life right now.
Yeah. And it was the same thing for me, but with tech. So from doing youth theatre and doing youth theatre shows, I did the tech for youth theatre shows, and got to know all the tech people here, and then started working here, and then went on to do tech and work in tech. And all of that comes from the fact that I started youth theatre, and the people that you get to know, the people that you then get to work with, you then end up working for, and then you can then kind of go off into the world. And also the kind of the care that like the directors and the technicians put into actually trying to teach you. And nowadays there's a lot of, if someone can do a skill, they kind of say, oh, don't worry, I'll do it. But here they're all always like, no, come and watch. Do it yourself, you press the buttons, I'll just watch, that kind of thing. And so it really was kind of a formative experience, and the way that they did it, they always like took into account with shows, if you wanted to do tech rather than do the acting, you could, but it was also so much just fun and time just with your friends, that it just was such a relaxing atmosphere. I always looked forward to it throughout the entire week at school, and I'd be like, it doesn't matter if Thursday's bad, because in the evening I always go to youth theatre and we'll just have a nice time. So
that's brilliant. And what about you, Rachel?
I think for me, most of what I got out of it is like the social side of it, like in sort of mid-teens when school's just a bit rubbish, you don't want to be there, but youth theatre was just fun. And yeah, you did feel like all the staff did actually care about, like Kat was our youth theatre director for most of it, and she was just like amazing. We all loved her. We all like wanted to talk to her all the time. And like the same thing, just like you just have a rubbish day of like maths at school, and you're like, when's youth theatre? And then you get to go and your friends are just there. Even if you don't even do any acting that day, it's like you get to see your friends and who all have something in common. And a lot of us actually still keep in touch now, which is now in our like 20s.
Did you feel like you were part when you were, well now I suppose, and in the past, did you feel like you were part of the kind of community of the New Vic? Did you feel like sort of part of that?
Definitely. And also the fact that we're here today now helping out was because an email was sent out and we were all like, absolutely, we want to be re-involved. Like, you feel very much part of the community and part of the company. And it's kind of, once you're in, you never really leave, even though we're all based in other places now. Yeah. There's always that little bit that's like, no, we're going home, like home to the New Vic Keepers.
It does feel like home, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really hoping to be in like one of their main shows. They gave me an audition, and I'm sure it was just because I went to youth theatre here.
Oh.
But they gave me an audition and a recall, actually. It was really nice for the Christmas show, and I just really appreciate that opportunity, and I'm definitely going to go on my way to, as a professional actress, do a show here. At some point in my career, because it's so just good. I think it would honestly be like a goal for me to be here.
It seems like a very special place, I think, from, you know, you perhaps know from different theatres as well, that there's something special going on here, in the area and in the building itself and the staff. There's something about the vibe here that feels quite unique.
Yes, so now time to update some of those stories. So we heard on that extract Katie Cannon, and Katie was talking about her new career as an actor herself and about how she would love a role at the New Vic Theatre. Well, last Christmas, Katie did achieve that ambition, all on her own merits, I should add. So Katie was part of our Alice in Wonderland company and understudied the lead role as Alice herself. And did an amazing job. So it is interesting to hear about how that first seed of ambition gets sown and how that's been supported at the theatre. So yeah, great moment for Katie and for us as well, I think.
Really, yeah, it's lovely to see it come in full circle like that.
Definitely.
And interesting that it's not just the acting side of things that Youth Theatre promotes, though, that there is obviously the backstage crafts as well that are promoted.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the way that Ruth spoke about that in the extract was really interesting, because we always hope we're giving that opportunity. So it's good to hear that the young people feel that is coming through and that we are noticing, we are thinking about, you know, the many different ways in which we can develop those ambitions, but at the time it probably feels more like enthusiasms. And I think that's really important because a lot of people think it's not for them simply because they're not performers, but it's so much more. And I think it was lovely to have the balance there, hearing from Katie and hearing from Ruth, which was great.
Mm. And we're going to speak to hear from a couple of other Youth Theatre alumni. But before we do, can you just explain what the Arts Award is? Because that comes up a couple of times in their interview.
Yeah, sure. So Arts Award is an individual qualification and it's a nationally recognised qualification that is actually run by Trinity College in London. And you can go from a very kind of early age with it because they do Discover, then Explore, then Bronze, Silver and Gold. And we have run all of those at the New Vic. And they're a fantastic additional qualification because they're quite challenging for young people at the sort of bronze and above, but really, you know, real little ones, children can get a Discover or an Explore award. And at the higher levels, bronze, silver and gold, they are moderated. So you really feel like you're getting something that is a distinctive and, you know, well-recognised qualification. And it's very interesting, actually, because at bronze, you have to talk about an arts hero. And quite often when we're looking at them, we're thinking, who's that? So we have to kind of get Googling because it's, you know, young people have such a wide range of kind of cultural references and interests. But the lovely thing about that is you also have to do a skill share. So you have to teach somebody else something. And as Ruth mentions, it is very much about the skills you can gain. So not just in theatre, but other art forms as well for Arts Award. But certainly they're very, I think, specific to your own kind of interests to follow. And you do get excellent support as well. So here at the theatre, people like Liz Evans, our resident designer, and Daniela, who you heard from, mentor the young people, and Peter Morgan. We've had fantastic support from our staff too.
That's fantastic. We're going to hear a bit more about that now then from Sardina and Maria.
So I think I joined when I was around 10 or 11. And it was because my sister did theatre here. I really like theatre as well. I like to come in to watch her and copying what she did. So I came as well. And I think one of my first memories, and this is a story I always tell, is I came to see a Christmas show for the first time. I think it was with school. I think it was Alice in Wonderland the last time. And I was sitting in the front row and they had the Jabberwocky puppet and it brushed past me and I was like, wow, the puppets are touching me. This is amazing. So it was like, I think it was just like the fact that the actors were so close to you. If you were in front row, you're basically in the show. And that you could see the audience as well. So it wasn't like the audience watching a show, you were also watching the audience as well. So I think that's what first drew me in. And then I started doing loads of different bits. I did Snow Queen, I was part of the young company, and then I did Youth Theatre all the way up till 18, So it's been a long time just like kind of growing up doing bits and bobs. Here and there. So, yeah.
And why did you keep coming, do you think? What was it about the youth theatre that made you stay?
I think kind of the friendships that we made, the different projects we were able to do, and also Kat, because like we had such a close relationship with the youth theatre director. I feel like someone who really cared about young people was taking us through. And I just learned so much, and I just enjoyed what I was doing, so I just wanted to come and do something fun.
Yeah, great.
And do you think you learned any sort of specific skills that you've used in other ways, or?
Definitely like confidence, speaking up, that sort of thing. But I did Arts Award, and through that I met a publication, like an online magazine called Voice, and I kept writing with them until now. And I went and reviewed for Fringe with them, so that was pretty cool. And like for Voice, I've written about the new Vic, like done a commission for them about the new Vic. So it's like kind of full circle, you know. So it's helped like my writing develop into like a bit more professional sort of thing.
Yeah. We were looking at those Arts Awards, and they're really involved what you had to do for them. Was it all aspects of theatre then you had to look at?
Yeah. So most of the original stuff that I was involved in was performing stuff. But Arts Award was like a qualification. So I wanted to get that as well. So I started it off, and it's kind of like it's free range, whatever you want to do. And the main project we were doing was called the Sad Club, which was a youth theatre show. And we were doing all the extra bits for that, directing, lighting, design, set design.
I'm Maria Conlon, and I started when I was about 8 or something, so I can't exactly remember why.
Yeah.
But I think it was mainly probably a confidence thing. I think my parents wanted me to learn the sort of skills to like speak out, speak in front of people, learn to be sort of confident in public speaking, because they know that, like, my dad's really shy, so I don't think he wanted me to grow up and be shy in sort of public speaking, because it's a valuable skill. But for me, sort of as a child, I just, at the young age, I really enjoyed just the making friends. It was just always a lot of fun, and I found it really exciting, always putting on the shows, and yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, that's really good. And do you feel like there are particular skills that you've taken from your time at youth theatre?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, firstly, like I said, the public speaking, definitely. It did work out, so yeah. And then acting, yeah, I mean, I would love to go into acting. I mean, at the moment I'm doing English and creative writing, which is also probably, it all ties into each other, sort of creating things. So maybe that was also sort of enhanced by going to youth theatre. But yeah, I'd love to go into acting maybe as a postgrad or later on. But yeah, there's just all sorts of, you know, like I said, creating things, acting, public speaking, confidence. It really helps with a lot.
So good. And did you feel that you were your own, you were kind of part of the community of the theatre here while you were at as youth theatre?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what I like a lot about the New Vic, is sort of, it's not just like drama club, drama sessions. You have the chance to really sort of get involved. Like I did one of the Christmas shows, and that was sort of, it was so exciting because you're really in sort of everything. You're completely involved in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
Did Arts Award as part of that. I've helped out backstage on a main house show, done bits and pieces here and there. So yeah, it really does help you to sort of, it's really fun.
And is that why you keep coming, you're helping out now? Do you feel like that you've got that sort of link still to the theatre?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here really, so yeah, it's, I definitely want to remain part of it somehow. I mean, I've left youth theatre now because I turned 18, but I definitely want to carry on getting involved with bits and pieces here. I mean, over summer I helped Amy out on Play in a Week.
Okay.
So yeah, I already did one project, so yeah. I can't stay away.
So that was lovely there to hear from some of our youth theatre alumni who've had such a long-standing participation with the New Vic. We also had a chance to talk to some people from Drama Club too, who obviously at the other end of the scale, they're only age 4 to 9. And one of our participants is going to explain to us one of the games that they play on a weekly basis.
Whoever's wearing what they
they're the colour, they can cross, but if they're not, they do a race.
Really?
Wow. And they try to get them.
No, the ones that don't cross.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. So did you get to cross?
So they're the sharks, so I always get to cross.
Oh. You're always wearing the right colour.
Are you? And what was special about last week's? Did you go on the stage?
Yeah.
Mm. No way.
Yes,
what was that like?
And have you ever seen any proper actors or actresses on the stage?
Mm-hmm. They did a little show.
But we've been to lots of shows at the New Vic as well, though, haven't we? Which ones did we go to?
Australia?
Don't remember that one.
Oh, it's Australia.
What was the one about the... What was the girl's name?
Capelia.
Yeah, good. What does Capelia say?
And the man looked at me at the end.
Oh, no. Was he scary? Oh, no. Was it the one where she came to life and she looked like a doll?
Yeah. And she hid under the table when she needed some dinner.
I remember that bit as well. Have you guys been to the theatre at the New Vic?
Yeah.
Yeah? You enjoy going there?
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
We look forward to the performance of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, brilliant. Gonna go and see it?
Definitely.
Have you been to any others there?
Yeah, we've seen The Beauty and the Beast.
Did you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you remember anything about it?
So there were some sisters, and she tried to in behind to them and they were rude. And then in the end they were very nice.
And they turned nice in the end, did they? Oh, that's good.
And then we went to the open day, didn't we?
Oh, did you? What did you like about the open day?
I like trying to hunt for the
bunnies. Did you a treasure hunt? Did you?
To find all the letters.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. Do you live nearby to the theatre? No, a long way away.
A bit.
Yeah. What makes you come into the theatre if it's a long way for you?
Just really like it. It's really nice, isn't it?
Do you go to any other theatres around?
Yeah. We've been to the Lyceum in Crewe, but it's been years since we've been there, so
yeah.
New Vic is our favourite.
Your favourite
sure.
One.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, it's really lovely to hear from people who have had, you know, such a good long experience with us, and that youth theatre has played such a, not only a long-standing but very positive role in their lives. And as part of our 60th celebrations, as well as our long-standing and regular attenders, we've also been meeting people in the community with workshops. So we had some workshops at the Brampton Museum all around making and the theme of Alice in Wonderland. And we're going to be hearing from Jacob Anderson, who ran those workshops for us and is himself a graduate of the New Vic Youth Theatre too.
I grew up in Basford, which is just around the corner from the New Vic Theatre, which was great because I was always quite a shy kid. And my parents forced me, their teachers in talk with you have a lot to do with the New Vic through their school.
Yeah.
So they took me along to the youth theatre there. And it was amazing because I got to meet lots of friends there and meet lots of people. And I was always quite shy, but I loved making things. I loved doing art and creating things.
Yeah.
And the youth theatre allowed me to sort of discover that backstage side of theatre that I never really knew about, that creative side of it that goes on behind the scenes. So through the youth theatre, through the New Vic Youth Theatre, I sort of got into theatre and discovered theatre that way. And I started doing the Gold Arts Award and the Silver Arts Award with them. And worked with Danny and Pete to do the lighting design for one of the shows with the youth theatre, and I worked with Liz to do one of the and they sort of taught me through doing a design for one of the Gold Arts Award shows he did there, And I just fell in love with theatre straight away then. And then since then, I've sort of been going back and helping out, volunteering and working with the New Vic as much as I can. And it's been really nice because you sort of see how much it affects the community and how much it integrates with the community.
No, that's really good. It's really good. And now you're passing those skills on in these sorts of sessions.
Yeah, it's been amazing to sort of help the next group of future theatre practitioners, hopefully, or whatever they go on to. I mean, it's great working with the New Vic because people do discover, like I did, they do discover sort of theatre and the jobs in theatre through the work we do and the work they do at the New Vic. But also it just helps, even if they go into doing any sort of career, you can sort of see the confidence they build up through youth theatre. I've got lots of friends from youth theatre who've gone on to be mathematicians or scientists or doctors, but they always sort of talk about their time at the New Vic just really fondly and how much confidence they got from doing it.
Okay.
Well, that seems like a great place to stop, and we are all out of time, so hopefully you'll join us again for episode 4, where we're going to be speaking with Teresa Heskins, Artistic Director of the New Vic Theatre.
This has been a New Vic Theatre podcast produced by Hollow Moon Media with music by James Earls Davis.